This is Fresh Air. Later on the show, I talk with Gary Troxell of the vocal group The Fleetwoods. But first, the attempted coup on the Caribbean island of Trinidad has ended. Until now, most Americans knew very little of the politics of the island. We probably knew more about their music. They used to export calypso, but world music commentator Milo Miles says now it's soca.
Both in the original by the singer Arrow and in the cover version done by Buster Poindexter, Hot 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 is likely the most widely heard calypso-style song since the Andrews sisters took the hit Rum and Coca-Cola from Lord and Vader in the 40s. But Hot 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 is only a whiff of the greatest summertime music in the world, the neo-calypso style now called soca, from soul calypso. There are many, many soca stars, but none more venerable than the Mighty Sparrow, who has indeed been around for a lot longer than soca itself. He was first crowned king performer at the Trinidad Carnival in 1956 when he was about 20, and he has produced a steady stream of hit records since then. The modern era of calypso can be said to begin with him, though he certainly has a full measure of the form's traditional virtues. Sparrow is a sly storyteller who can be caustic, tender, hilarious, or just bizarre. Plus, his voice is booming but sweet, rich with a kind of hyper-masculine ease. This Sparrow oldie mixes nursery rhyme and boast in a very durable blend.
I hear he had cancer, I hear he had yellow fever, something in his bladder, and a double dose of leukemia. Two gossip mongers gossiping, I stand up in a corner listening, before I could ask who they talking about. A newspaper boy start to shout, HEPA, extra, read all about it, HEPA, yeah. Who killed the sparrow? Nobody knows. If you see this woman with a flag in she hand, she punching belly, telling everybody, sparrow dead. Who killed the sparrow?
Despite his assured success, Sparrow works hard to keep current and prides himself on his flair for vivid narrative and song. Although he did sing a tune called I Am Not a Soca Man, that is what his music is now, and his subjects are anything but nostalgic. A few years back, he had a hit criticizing the invasion of Grenada and scored again with this number called Afraid to Age.
Nowadays, you can't take no chance when you're deep in a little romance. Always be prepared, no effort should be spared. Social disease is to dread. Recklessly we played, now danger's in the tread. All who used to run afraid, the afraid. Tell you I'm afraid. It's I can't make it great. Whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah. Fire, yeah, yeah, say. Throughout the village, it's on the rampage. The governor afraid, and the mayor afraid. Whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah.
Soca developed from calypso in the 70s, largely as a result of the advent of synthesizers, disco, and funk. The song tempos, which were always fast, picked up even more. The tones became more harshly electronic, the bass became heavy and huge, and dancing became re-emphasized. Chasing trends and looking for a hit was understandable, since calypso performers both in New York and on the island saw they had a stale market. Even top draws like Sparrow sold only about 30 or 40,000 records. Interest has picked up some in the wake of Hot Hot Hot, but soca records still go in and out of print chaotically. They remain poorly distributed, and no soca star is signed to a major label. It's a shame, because there are potent and adventurous performers out there. Arrow is, of course, the most familiar, but he's much more than the song Hot Hot Hot. Soca critics complain that the concentration on dancing is made for too many numbers that say no more than, come on, baby, let's soca, 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 and this is certainly true. However, Arrow manages about once or twice a record to come up with tunes that are both a little different with the horn charts or the synthesizer line and tell a saucy story as well.
Bills, bills every day. Bills, bills, my campaign. Bills,
Another one of my favorites is Shadow, who's a bit like the William Blake of soca, writing eccentric songs about nighttime spirits and weird moods and encounters with women who frighten and attract him at the same time. Whatever, he's always raving about something different and unexpected. Soca collections are very numerous. However, they are often very scattershot affairs with a simple grab bag of songs from one year's carnival. Exceptions that you can still find are an anthology on Rounder Records called Say What? That features sexy double entendre socas, and from a couple years back, the collection This Is Soca on Sire Records. This last includes a smashing selection of soca hits, the highlight of which is Black Stalin's song Burn Them, in which he helps St. Peter send racists to hell. In weather that can make you feel like you're down there with them, remember soca is your best chance to beat the heat.
Judgment morning, I by the gate and I waiting, because I begging the master, give me a walk with Peter. If I some sinners coming, with them I go be dealing, because the things that they do me, I want to fix them personally. Peter wait, Peter wait.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for the New York Times and the Village Voice. This is Fresh Air.